everybody, and welcome to the DesmoProps.com Video Games Podcast. As always, this podcast is brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today, it is brought to you by Split Reason. Yeah, Split Reason.
Good job on that one.
Sorry, I flubbed. Let me just take that
back. Love the sponsors.
Yeah. As always, these shows are brought to you by a fuck ton of sponsors, but today, we are brought to you by Split Reason, who are offering for a limited time only 10% off the total order of 10% off your order if you use the promo code PLASMIDS. Yeah, this code is valid until October 1st, which is next Monday. So, be sure to check that shit out. SplitReason.com, links are at the bottom of the page. Go there, and at checkout, use the promo code PLASMIDS. That is the shit from BioShock. And you will get yourself 10% off your order. Okay. Well, we are not... God, I cannot talk tonight!
Jesus, man.
That's okay. Get
shit together.
Yeah.
You can do this.
While we aren't offering 10% off if you use the promo code PLASMIDS, only at SplitReason.com, we do have our own shirts, so please go to DesmoProps.com/store and check them out, including our two newest designs, the new Science shirt and Heart Attack, designed by our very own Onciest.
Science!
Although, yeah, so, we do have $3 off all women's shirts because the selection is horribly low.
Okay, $3 off all women's shirts, so ladies.
Perfect.
But if you don't feel like spending any money on t-shirts and just feel like spending money on dying children, but please go to DesmoProps.com/extralife and donate. We are trying to raise $1,000 to help Children's Miracle Network hospitals. I always flubbed that one too. Good lord. I'm terrible at this. Well, anyway, yeah. So, DesmoProps.com/extralife is all one word. Donate or join the team and helps fundraise. All proceeds donated go directly to the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. I cannot say that. You guys try saying it.
Say what?
Children's Miracle Network.
Children's Miracle Network.
Yeah, for some reason, I can't say it. Like, if I ever say it in, like, quick succession, it always just goes horribly wrong.
Hmm.
So, starting today, for every podcast we do where nothing has been donated to our Extra Life page, I will tell a dead baby joke.
Has anything been donated to our Extra Life page?
Nope. So, what's funnier than a dead baby?
A dead baby in a clown suit?
A dead baby sitting next to a kid with Down syndrome.
Oh, he laughs at it.
That is awful, dude.
That is horrible. Man. But it's second. It's the second entry on deadbabyjoke.com.
We need donations.
Yeah. So if you don't want to hear any more of these, then please donate to the Extra Life. I'm your host, the Dead Man. Joining today, we have Bovirwan.
Hello.
And Onciest.
Greetings.
Fuck. Starting the show with a showstopper.
Oh.
Well, I guess there's no real way to top that. So, Onciest, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing a bit more Crysis.
Okay.
Crysis 2, rather.
Is Crysis 2 still Crysis 2?
Yes.
So disappointing. Pointed in that.
Yes. It's still pretty awesome.
Yeah. I can't even remember the last time I played Crysis 2.
Hmm.
Yeah, I still have it.
We should play it sometime.
I have it on Xbox and no Xbox Live.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If I had more money, I would gift you Xbox Live Gold, but I don't.
No,
James was supposed to give me Xbox Live Gold, but he hasn't yet.
Oh.
Because it's James. Way to go, man.
He's been getting better. He's made videos. Which you can find at DesmoProps.com a week early, or you can find them at YouTube.com/DesmoProtsVids.
Yeah.
Please subscribe.
I've also been playing Arma 2 Operation Arrowhead because we cannot get the DayZ installer to work, or DayZ program... Well, it works on my computer, but on my buddy's computer, it won't install for some reason. So we've got to fix that. If anybody knows, let us know, because I want to get some videos of DayZ happening.
Well, I'm pretty sure that isn't like DayZ getting its own game.
Yeah, I'm not too sure about it, but like they have this thing called the War Z or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that might be the adaptation of DayZ.
Yeah, you could just wait for that to come out, because I'm pretty sure it'll just be like graphical upgrades, but relatively the same.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, I want to be playing DayZ now, so...
Uh-huh. But you have it, so you can play it.
But it's not the same. I guess well, I could...
It's not the same.
I just meet people. I know.
Yeah, you can just meet people, have them try to kill you. You kill them.
Yeah, because I don't want to be a one-man, like... I don't want to piss people off by myself. That's not fun. You know, it's like, yep, I'm just all by myself being a troll.
But it's the
forever alone face.
But it's the zombie apocalypse. You're supposed to be alone. Like
that. This is something I considered. So, yeah, I don't want to be alone ever in a zombie apocalypse.
Nobody wants to be alone, but they always end up alone.
Yeah, yeah, because everyone else is too stupid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. So yeah. What's been playing?
Legend of Zelda Master's Quest.
Ah, yes. Which you can you can find the videos of that over on youtube.com/theonziest.
Wonderful. Boviwan actually he lent me his capture card, like this capture device. You're able to plug in your Nintendo whatever, anything with a composite video adapter. You can just plug it right into there. And yeah, so hopefully I'm going to be able to finish the Master's Quest in a while. I'm still in the Deku Tree, but you know, I'm making each video 10 minutes long. And yeah, you can only get so much done in 10 minutes.
Yeah. That gives you a lot of videos if you're playing through a Zelda game.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm thinking of upping it to 25. I'm not too sure yet. But, you know, I'm still willing to go through it.
I tried that for a while. I don't know if you monetize your videos, do you?
Yes. Or at least try to.
As a warning, if you go much over 10 minutes, then it tends to take a much longer time for your monetization to be approved.
Okay.
With the 10-minute videos, I tend to be approved within, like, an hour. I once had a 20-minute video not get approved for, like, a week.
I have a 7-minute video that still hasn't been approved. And I have a 20-minute video that got approved in like an hour.
Oh, Jesus.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. So how's Zelda been?
It's amazing. I keep going back to it, and I, like, it's just that feeling keeps coming back. You know, the music and everything.
No, I don't like Zelda.
What? Why?
Yeah, we've been through this discussion many times.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but so, what's the difference between... So, like, I watched some of your videos, and it looked like you were slipping a different version. So, like, what is the difference between Master Quest and not Master Quest?
Fuck ton more puzzles. Like, just in the dungeons, that's it. Nothing else is different, just the dungeons are a lot harder.
You have to throw more boomerangs?
Yeah, pretty much. You have to press more buttons.
Yeah. Boomerang while hookshotting.
Ah, that's amazing. I want to do that. Yeah, like, I remember in Twilight Princess, you were able to, like, get this extra hook shot, and you'd be hook shotting while hook shotting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably one of my favorite parts about Twilight Princess, was the double claw shot.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I try to look up no reviews about the game, nothing. And, you know, my experience was just that much better tenfold. Like, you know, just that giant ball of chain. I'm like, oh my god, this reminds me at the beginning of Link to the Past. Amazing.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, well, anything else?
Tribes Ascend.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
We did?
Did we? I don't remember.
I don't think we did.
Okay, well, yeah. What's Tribes Ascend?
It's this giant, it's The sequel, or not? No, it's the third game of the first Tribes. It's like this older game. I think it was developed on the Quake engine or something.
Yeah, because what wasn't?
It wasn't?
No, I mean, what game wasn't at some
point? Oh, right. I was like, wait a second, I'm wrong.
No, I have no idea what the fuck Tribes is.
Tribe? Oh, man. It's this huge capture the flag type game. Well, not just capture the flag. They have deathmatch and all that. But all the weapons are so unique. You've got, like, jetpacks, and you can fly around. But they have this one thing where you're able to ski. So let's say you're going down a hill and you hold down shift and your character just initiates like a ski grind type mode and you just slide everywhere and it's amazing. Like you go up a hill and you're just flying up in the air, you initiate a jetpack and you're just like floating, you're shooting at people being amazing, like shooting rockets, you know. It's hard. There's this weapon, it's like a disc thrower. Just kind of you have to lead them properly, and if you're really good with aim, that weapon just kicks ass. Like it's the most strong, like it's the strongest weapon in the game if you're incredible with aim. But yeah, I've just been meleeing everybody and being sneaky using the pistol. That's all I do.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Lots of grinding around. Sliding, surfing everywhere. It's a lot of fun. Just play it. And it's free. It's free to play.
Okay, so this is on PC?
Yep. Just download it through Steam. And, yeah. You have premiums you could buy, like outfits and, like, just other things to benefit the character as you progress. There isn't a story or anything. It's just multiplayer gameplay.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Anything else?
I've been playing Minecraft with Bovuan and Kimiko. So that's great.
Ninja Kitty on the side.
That's Ninja Kitty.
Ninja Kitty. My bad. Oh, God.
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Strike one.
You just cut that out.
Well, Ninja Kitty has more strikes than anyone for that, so...
Oh, yeah, she...
Alrighty. Anyways.
Yeah.
They gave me a guest room. It was awesome. I joined their server, and there's a guest room. I'm like, what is this? I feel so appreciated.
They built a guest room?
Yeah, and they had my name and everything on it. I'm like, oh, you guys are way too cool.
Wow.
There is a second guest room, so if anyone else wants to
join
us on Xbox 360 Minecraft, you have to be, like, a friend or a friend of my friends, though.
Yep.
So nobody who listens to the show. Our friends don't listen to this.
That's actually true. My friends don't listen to anything I say to them. Or, like, anything I tell them to follow. Hey, check out my YouTube vids. You do YouTube videos?
Oh, that's like, cool.
Like, you have a voice for radio. I do a podcast. Oh, cool.
Right on.
Yeah, so, I'll see you. Anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, Bobby-Wan, what have you been playing?
All right, well, I'm going to start right off with the game that Onsius forgot, Ontamarama.
Oh,
what the fuck is
right.
that?
It is the most infuriatingly hard Nintendo DS game ever.
Okay.
I love it.
It has sort of a Japanese style. I'm guessing it's Japanese.
Yep.
With the name like whatever the fuck you just said, because I can't remember it.
It could be an American game trying to be Japanese. Those happen. But I'm guessing it's Japanese. So basically, in the background at the top, you have these two anime characters. I'm not quite sure what purpose they serve. And then on the bottom screen, you get these... Sorry, I think the character's actually on the bottom screen. I can't remember now, though. Oh, well. You get these little creatures showing up, and you have to tap them with your stylus. And when you tap the creature with the corresponding color, it activates, one of the button presses on the top. The button presses on the top are kind of like DDR for your D-pad. You have to press the right directions at the right time, but it also has to have been activated by you touching the creatures with the stylus. So it gets pretty intense because you're doing two things at once.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
You're multitasking like mad in a rhythm game.
Oh, God. That sounds like hell.
And some of the levels get, like, very intense.
It sounds fucking intense.
Far better at this game than I am because he's willing to put more time into it than I am because I get too bloody frustrated.
Yeah, well,
I was honestly just playing it for fun at your place. I got through those levels there.
Yeah, I mean, like, you can't go into a Japanese rhythm game and not get horribly frustrated.
I can.
That's just what you think. It was to a point where you're just like on a level, you're just playing it through, you fail, and it's like, fuck this, and snap the DS in half, but in the wrong direction, like you snap it vertically.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, it's... Some of those Japanese rhythm games are insane.
Yes.
Like those ones in Anime North that have, like, the piano keys, like the turntable.
Oh, yeah. What is that called?
I have no fucking idea. I have no fucking idea, but it's insane.
It's, fuck.
I have no goddamn idea, but I want it. I'd be terrible at it. I would be terrible at it. Like, I wouldn't even get, like, easiest song, easy difficulty fucking hacked the thing, and I still would fail, probably. It'd be fun.
Oh, what is the name of that now?
I knew it once.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Yeah, Bobby Wong, what else have you been playing?
On to some more DS games. Mario Kart DS.
Oh boy, I love Mario Kart. It's so original in every single iteration that it's ever...
Yeah, I know. It's you know, the same game over and over and over.
Yeah, it's like Pokemon.
It's fun. We'll get into that soon.
Damn it.
But yeah, so I played some Mario Kart DS. I'm pretty good at that version of Mario Kart. I wasn't drunk, though, so... I don't know if I've mentioned this with Onziest around. A great pastime is to play Mario Kart drunk.
Yeah, I don't drink.
What I think this game was meant for.
Like I don't.
Right.
I don't drink, but I can attest to that.
I think many nights I have. Well, not many nights, but quite a few nights I've spent with friends drinking and playing Mario Kart. It's just a very good combination.
Yeah.
You know, get drunk and then play a game that makes you hate each other.
Yeah, like one of those really bad karaoke games.
Ugh.
Again, I can attest to this.
I consider Rock Band to be a karaoke game.
Oh yeah, it's a karaoke game.
It's so terrible.
Yeah, it's totally a karaoke game. It's just a karaoke game, but you don't have to sing.
Exactly.
But you still have to hit little plastic buttons.
But all my friends just want to sing.
Oh god, that would be terrifying.
Yeah. Oh god, why am I playing this with you?
Yeah.
It's not so bad if your friends are good at singing.
That's true.
It's bad when they're not. It's really bad when they're not.
Yeah, which is the majority of people who play Rock Band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, most of the people who play Rock Band do it because they don't have any actual musical talent?
I don't even do it. I can't. Yeah. I can't sing. I can't even hit those notes. Not even on the easiest difficulty. I'm just like, fuck this.
Yeah,
no matter how hard I try.
Yeah, like, no matter what, I don't sing. I play the guitar and sometimes the drums if I have like an ice pack wrapped around my leg or something so it doesn't seize up.
Oh god, man.
Yeah, I have terrible legs. Like Bo, you know, when I was staying at your place a while back, we played Rock Band for a while. And
you did?
We played Rock Band a couple times.
Okay.
But you don't remember this?
Nope.
Wow, I remember something you don't.
Do you know how much I drank that week?
No.
Too much. Seriously, because there was just before you arrived, we had a night of, I had some drinks at a friend's house, and then we went to a bar, and then, you know, when the Forsaken one showed up, all he wanted to do was get drunk.
Well, yeah, I mean, what else is we going to do? Like, actually have fun? He
doesn't know. Have fun, be involved? No.
No, I'm just gonna sit in my hotel room and drink and hate you all.
Get drunk and bitch. But anyways,
yeah, and then quit.
So, yeah, I drank like 3 days that week, so that was a bad week for me.
Oh, and actually, I only played like Rock Band with you once. I played with Kitty a few times.
Okay, I know you played a lot of DDR with Ninja Kitty.
Yes, I did. Yeah, in fact, we went to laser tag. I just played so much DDR.
I love DDR. I'm terrible at it.
I get the feeling that when people are listening to this specific podcast, they're going to think I'm an alcoholic. I'm really not.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's like, of course he's not an alcoholic. Please don't hit me anymore. Like, I said what you want. Leave me alone. So yeah, you were saying. I was saying something.
Were you saying something?
Leg seizing up Rock Band.
Yes, right. Whenever I play Rock Band, like
Mario Kart,
the bass pedal, I just can't work the bass pedal.
Ah, right, the bass pedal, the kick.
Yeah, I can't. Like, there are some bands out there that just like there's the guys in the kick. They are just insane. Like the Berserker, yeah. Like the Berserker especially.
Yeah,
Berserker. Like they're like, I think they're like a fucking Australian death metal band or something. But the drum speed, the kick, like the drum speed on the kick that the drummer gets is fucking insane.
It's like
no, it's not that. It's
faster. Yeah, exactly.
Like, not even kidding. He actually is faster than that.
Yeah, I think they have two kick pedals and they just kick on the offbeat. So just like
yeah, I'm pretty sure he has two like double kick pedals. So like when you. Like with both ones, if you just press your foot forward, then it goes. His one, if you like press it back, like if you do back and forth, he's just like rocking his feet back and forth on those pedals.
Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah. So Mario Kart.
Yep.
Yeah, I beat all of the cups on the 50cc. Eventually, when I'm bored again, I'll go up to the 100cc and do that.
Yay!
But I have to first be fairly bored.
Or fairly drunk.
That
you know what, guy? I'm gonna play as Mario Kart. Just it's me, Mario.
It's me. Sorry about that. Let's do this. Fuck, I don't care. Fucking Rainbow Road.
Let's just fucking play it.
Do multiplayer. I hate the Rainbow Road on Double Dash.
Everyone hates Rainbow Road and everything.
Yeah, well, I loved it on 64 and Super Nintendo.
The DS Rainbow Road isn't too bad either, but the Double Dash.
Yeah. Double Dash. I hated Double Dash, I'll be honest.
Yeah, never played Double Dash. Yeah, the only Mario Karts I've played were I played like 5 seconds of the Mario of like the 64 one when I stole one of my floor mates 64. Way back in university. Then I played quite a bit of the Wii Mario Kart. And I actually won a couple times that one. Mainly because everyone else was like passing out drunk, but whatever.
Because this is what happens when you play Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it got kind of worse because eventually they just transitioned into DDR, but drunk DDR.
Drunk DDR is not a fun time. I say this like I know. I've never tried DDR drunk, but I can predict that it would not be a fun time.
Yeah, but what's one of the guys, he did drunk and high DDR. And he was actually the best player at it. Like he managed to reach some kind of like zen place of like he was like drunk enough to like not really have any inhibitions and like high enough to just like see into the void of the J-pop and just like see the code.
See the code.
And so while he was like,
I know what that game is. DJ Max.
DJ Max?
Yes, that's what you were talking about earlier.
Okay, well yeah, right? I really want DJ Max. If that's the game, I don't know what the game is called.
Well, it's Japanese as fuck and it's amazing.
Yeah, so many of the Japanese rhythm games are insane, like this, like that one where it's just like the balls on the thing is like smacking in the rhythm.
Oh,
It's like DDR for your hands, but with like 17 options.
Oh man!
And they're all like laid out in front of you, so you have to like watch the screen and like memorize where all like different colored buttons are in on place, like on the mat, because like staggered out.
Wow.
It's fucking crazy. But yeah. So, Buffy, what else you got?
Pokemon Diamond.
Yay!
Fuck.
It's still Pokemon.
You don't say!
I'm going to point out that half of the Pokemon in my party are original Pokemon.
Well,
good
that
stuff.
Is a Geodude, an Onix, and a Zubat.
Keeping it old school.
So that's something. I'm going to put as many original Pokemon in my party as I can. And when I catch non-original Pokemon, I give them all nicknames.
Yeah. Well, that, like, original Pokemon now are in the minority. Like, what is it now, like, over 600 or something?
Yeah.
Compared to, like, the original 151? Good lord.
I will say, though, probably the most frustrating point in this game is when I came across an Abra.
Oh, God. Abra.
Because if you played any of the Pokemon games, you know what Abra does. He shows up, makes you think you could catch him, but then he teleports away.
Yeah.
And it was really early in the game, so I didn't have any Pokemon that could do sleep or anything.
Oh, I feel so sorry for you. I feel so sorry for you. You had to play Pokemon.
Had to. I choose to.
That's what they want you to think. It's all a big conspiracy. The reptiles have taken over Nintendo and are now forcing everyone to play Pokemon. But I've seen through their plans.
I can accept that.
But I've seen through their plans. Yes, I got the secret messages from them through my SIM card. So yeah.
Moving on. I've been playing some more Battlefield 3.
Okay. Is it still Battlefield 3?
It's still Battlefield 3. There's been updates, so you can now select your server. I like this. Because I like playing hardcore. Not because I think I'm really good. I'm not. I'm actually pretty terrible. But I like being able to shoot someone and they die.
Exactly.
Rather than I shoot you for 5 minutes and you don't die.
And then you die because all these other guys are shooting at you with the guy you're shooting at.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get to kill you because they've got a really fancy gun, whereas I can't just shoot you with a pistol and you die. When in real life, you know, I shoot you a couple times in the chest with a pistol, you're dead. You're dead.
Yeah,
exactly. You're just going to die.
Shoot him once in the chest, he's probably dead.
Yeah. See, that's why I enjoyed America's Army so much, is because it was realistic and you could, like, it was so hard to shoot someone, but if you, like, had enough practice, all, like, everything was an even ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
I recently played on the PC at someone else's place, and I must say, flying planes with that mouse is freaking hard.
I wonder, like, in the PC version, is there an option to, like, as soon as you get in a plane, to switch to a flight stick?
Just have the controller on standby, you know, you get in a plane, it automatically switches, you pick up the controller, or a flight stick, or whatever.
Yeah, you pick up like, the flight stick that has, like, track AR support in it, which is a thing that PC, like flight simulator pilots have, that it's just, like, you put, like, a little brim, like, a little thing on the brim of your cap, and you can just, like, get the camera, like, follow your head movements, so you can, like, look up and actually have the camera look up. It's real stupid, but it's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, there's actually really cool head tracking technology that could be easily made by Nintendo, no less.
Yes!
So it just have Track IR in Wii Sports Resort? Which is the one that has the flying thing?
I'm sure Onsius will find you a video to send you later. I'm not sure if we can really talk about it on the podcast, because it's not, like, news or anything, but basically, it's a head tracking system that gives you pretty much perfect 3D, but it's built off of the Wii Remote.
Yes.
Okay.
Basically, it's hooked up so that the Wii Remote is a sensor for the TV, and you have two IR projecting lights on either side of the glasses. The glasses aren't anything special. They just are there to have something to fit the IR lights to, and it tracks your head perfectly and can give you, like, pretty much perfect 3D.
Yeah.
Okay.
Costs like
pretty awesome.
What? No more than $50 to build it, but it's using patented technology.
Yeah,
is the unfortunate part.
Yeah, like isn't the thing like patent technology is you can make it, just don't sell it.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
That's what I was thinking. Just like so, providing a game that requires this, and you know, simple installation for your computer. And, you know, you just need Bluetooth. That's pretty much it. To use anything to do with the Wii, you just need Bluetooth in your computer.
Yeah, which everyone has.
Yeah, exactly. And to develop a game, this is what I'm thinking of doing. Having this 3D technology and, you know, completely blow every other market out there out of the water. Just be like, yeah, the game's amazing. What do you guys have? 3D TVs? What do they cost? $1 million?
Pshaw.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got this 3D shit that can make $50.
So yeah, I guess, well, you can't technically sell the technology. You can sell software that runs on that technology, and people can just make it at home.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's so simple, I could do it.
Yeah. It's so simple, a caveman could do it.
Don't bring cavemen into this. Or Geico, either. Leave them both out.
Why? Do you have something against cavemen?
I have something against Geico.
Well, I didn't say Geico, I said cavemen. Geico,
yes, well, that's referencing Geico their commercial.
No, it's referencing cavemen.
What is happening?
I don't know. He's being racist against cavemen.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
Stop being racist. Stop saying the word caveman.
You just said it.
Okay.
Neanderthal.
Yeah,
that's more appropriate.
So, Bobby, what else have you been playing?
I restarted Batman Arkham City, because I have to restart, of course. Because, like I said, when I played so much of it before, I played it at my friend's place. So, basically, this playthrough's not as far as my last playthrough. And it's pretty much the same, but I die less.
Yeah, because now you know what's coming.
I pretty much know what I'm doing now.
Yeah. The game's pretty easy to pick up, I think. Like, remember with Arkham Asylum, I just picked that shit up. I was just countering with the best of them.
Yeah, it's not hard to pick up. It's just, you know, a couple times you slip up and you let people punch you. It's like, ah, shit, and you die, nah. But, like, in this playthrough, I do a lot more perfect stealth. Rather than, you know, oh no, they're shooting at me! Throw a smoke bomb and grapple away.
Fly away.
It's more like yeah. I never get seen.
Yeah, that's always great. We're just, like, you just go through, no one sees you, it's just, everything is just awesome.
Yeah. Such a good feeling.
Yeah. So yeah, Bobby, anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay. So, on to me.
Yes, sir. Right, sit down.
I have been playing.
Wait. Dust Force.
Ah, yes, Dust Force.
I just started doing my Let Me Play That For You's. I'm literally in the middle of getting one posted to the site right now.
Okay.
I can't believe I was doing that. I'm like, oh, I wonder what I've played. I don't know. I'll just keep working on this Dust Force video. God damn, my brain can be so stupid sometimes.
Yeah. So, I really enjoyed Dust Force, obviously, because I wrote a 5-star review of it. What's up, Bobby? What have you been thinking of it?
I really like it myself. It's got a really good, you know, free-flowing system, and the concept is kind of cool. I mean, in no other game could they be like, hey, this is a game where you can play as a janitor, and would you be like, okay. Most of the time you'd be like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's when you're like, fuck yeah, I'm a goddamn janitor.
Pretty much. And yeah, it makes being a janitor really, really fun. Which I'm sure is nothing like what being an actual janitor is like.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure janitors can't run up walls. Or fight bears.
If only they could.
Yeah, that would make things way more interesting. Just like, in the school, you just see like your janitor just like running along the wall with like a broom put up to it, just sweeping all the dust off the top of all the blackboards.
The apocalypse.
The apocalypse is janitors?
Yes.
What?
No, I mean, there will be an apocalypse, and the janitors will be defending against bears and saving people's lives.
They'll be
in school.
They'll be protecting us from the sentient, like, leech leaves.
Yes, exactly.
And the mind-controlling dust. which can turn like regular maids and other like, can turn maids and stewards into horrible monsters that have blade hands.
Oh no!
But yeah. Overall, I've been really liking it. Unfortunately, it's supposed to have controller support, but it hasn't been working for me. But I can forgive that because as long as I don't have to use my mouse, no controller support is not much of an issue.
Yeah, the keyboard controls are really precise in that game.
Yes, they are. They do actually work very well. So, once again, I'm not too worried about the fact that I don't get controller support. It'd be a little bit nice if I did, but I don't.
Hmm.
And yeah, I actually got it relatively cheap because I got it in the Humble Indie Bundle 6. All I had to do was beat the average, which was somewhere around $5.
Yeah. I already had it, so I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, so you probably paid like a penny.
I paid $1.
You paid $1. Good on you for paying a full dollar to the Humble Indie Bundle 6.
Yes, I needed to be able to activate them on Steam.
That's true.
If you donate less than a dollar, then you can't activate your products on Steam.
Having them on Steam does really help.
Oh yeah, it does. Definitely. So, anything else, Bovey?
Yes. One more from a Humble Indie Bundle. BitTrip Runner.
Ah, yeah, Runner.
I love it.
I believe this is from the Humble Indie Bundle 5?
Yeah, pretty sure it is. I got the 5 and I got BitTrip Runner.
Okay, well, I know we both also got 4.
Yeah. I think I got 3, too. Like, I got 3 through 6.
Okay, I've got 4 through 6. But anyways, so yeah, BitTrip Runner, I didn't play a lot of it. Its controller support does work. It doesn't really need to, because it's a single-button game.
Well, so far. Believe me, it gets up to a 4-button game.
Up to a 4-button game. Well, even then, I would say the controller support doesn't necessarily need to work, but
yeah, you're gonna have yes, I'm guessing the point you're at, you're only at jump.
Yeah, just jump.
Yeah, well, it goes from jump to jump and slide to jump and slide and kick to jump and slide and launch off a platform.
Oh, I remember that now.
Yeah, I can't wait for Runner 2 because they're making a sequel specifically to BitTrip Runner.
Alright, well, I tend to like all the BitTrip games. BitTrip Beat, I've played the demo on Wii a whole bunch. I can't remember if I've actually bought it on the Wii. But I really enjoy BitTrip Beat. I also am so far enjoying BitTrip Runner. All of the BitTrip games are pretty awesome, the way they fuse a classic style of gameplay with rhythm.
Yeah, like that's always a cool thing. It's one of the things I really like about BitTrip Runner is that As you're running, everything you do makes noise, like sounds, and then that also like all contributes to the music. And on the Wii, actually, like if you're just running along and doing that, you just start like hitting buttons that don't do anything yet. You actually just input your own random noises so you can really destroy the music. Like you don't have any control over the like key of your music, like the note that you hit. So you can just be going along, and it's like, right, something's coming, I'm going to hit a note, you just hit it, but it's the wrong note. It's like, the thing's really high, you just all of a sudden hit this really low bass note. You're just like, oh, fuck. Yeah, the runner is awesome.
But yeah, now that's actually everything.
Okay. So, on to me. I have been playing a review copy of Mark of the Ninja. Yeah, Clay, thank you to people like Clay for sending me that review code. Playing through it. The review will be up soon, hopefully. But yeah, that game is fucking awesome. Yeah, so in that game, you are playing as a, at least to me, unnamed ninja. So your clan is attacked by this group of people, like regular soldiers and shit, and then you have to go and then like they kill a bunch of people, and you free a bunch of people, and then you have to go and fight against the guy who sent them after you. And you do this by using the magical tattoo that you've been given. So in this clan, there's a special brand of ink. It's like a special flower and that they use to make the ink out of. And then once that's in your skin, it like gives you certain abilities. Like you're more stealthy, you're able to stop time for a second, so you have like perfect view of your surroundings. You can do like this thing called Farsight that I've gotten now. It lets you actually like see through everything and like figure out where like circuit boxes go to like doors and lasers and stuff, and like where guards are going in their paths.
Ah, that sounds awesome.
But the thing is, anyone who has a tattoo made of this ink eventually goes crazy.
Mm.
So the ninjas who are given this ink have to kill themselves.
Hmm.
Yeah. But so anyway, the game. The best thing about the game is, well, this is from the guys that made Shank. So the art style is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It's like all the hand drawn art that Clay does is really fantastic, and it's pretty much their like signature look of every. It's pretty much a signature. Like you look at any game made by them, you can instantly know it's a Clay game. But so, along with the art style, everything, like every single element of the game is portrayed visually. Like in most games, there's like a visibility meter, or you have like some weird like little radar thing that lets you see where guards are. Everything is done visually. Like the look of your character actually changes depending on whether you're visible or not. Like if you're completely invisible, you're just completely black except for the red on your eyes and like a white outline showing where you are. And then when you step into the light, you can see like skin tone. You can see like all the colors of your uniform. So you're always aware of how visible you are.
Ah.
Yeah, you actually see guards' footsteps like as they're coming towards you. Like if you can't see the guard, you can still see their footsteps, which like radiate sound. Like as you're running, you can like psst, like a rain comes out of you that like emanates out of you that shows how far your sound is reaching, so people can hear you and you're running. Like I said, you can stop time to like throw shurikens at like lights or at birds or something to like cause distractions for guards. And every time you do that, you like. Like holding the thing, you stop time, you like aim at the thing, and then you see the sound, you see like the radius of where the sound will affect, and if the guard is inside the radius, then you'll be able to, if the guards are inside the radius, they'll be distracted by it, and if they're outside the radius, then they won't be distracted by it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so it's all really well done. And so a lot of that like actually helps me get through the game, because I'm usually real shit. No problem. I'm usually real shit at stealth games. Like proper stealth games, I guess, that aren't like Batman. I am absolute shit at them. But with this one, I've actually been doing pretty good. Because just so much of the stuff is just portrayed visually, and I'm actually able to see everything that's happening. I'm able to see completely how visibly I am. I'm able to see what state guards are in, how long they'll be like that. I'll be able to see their paths. I'll be able to like figure, I'm able to see their weak spots and shit.
That's awesome.
I'm even able to see like, I've even been able to see like the smell radius on dogs. Like I'm able to like figure out how close I can get before they smell me.
Ah.
Yeah, and the game is just fucking great. I fucking love this game. Like the controls are real tight. The stealth is fucking awesome. It's like got a great art style. And the only thing that's like kind of iffy is the story, because there hasn't been that much of it. But I'm willing to forgive that just because I have so much fun playing this game. Like, you have so much you can do. Like, you have, like, gadgets that you have equipped on you, essentially. So you have like shurikens, like darts, which they call them, which are used to like take out lights and distract guards and shit. You have noisemakers, which are used to, again, like attract attention to guards. You have smoke bombs, which are used to like help you get out of a bad situation and also can like block lasers so you don't get cut up by them.
Hmm.
And there are spike mines that you can just throw down. If the guard doesn't notice them, he walks over them, just spikes come up and just kill him instantly.
Ah, right.
Instant one-hit kill. And you can actually use this shit to scare other guards. Yeah, like in each level, you are given like medallion achievement type things, where it's like a ninja. It's like they're going down to different paths of the ninja, of just like a noble ninja who just like gets in and out and doesn't let anyone notice him, like a aggressive ninja, I guess, who just like kills everything and like doesn't give a fuck, and then like the terror ninja, which lets you to do that one, you just like do things like scare the fuck out of guards. Like having a guard get killed by a spike mine in view of another guard.
Oh,
like, the guard's just walking along. It's like, hey Frank, I don't know if you're anything. I don't know if you know anything about this. Oh my god, Jimmy, no,
no.
And then you just see them like start acting differently. Like they're a lot shakier. They're a lot like more. They're like, a little more trigger happy.
Yeah.
And oh, it's just so good. Yeah, this game is going to be getting a high fucking score. I fucking love it. So moving on, I've also been playing some Rage. I got Rage, which is the most recent game from id. And it's okay. Like, it looks fantastic. Whatever they did, whatever engine they used, like, they coded their own engine, I'm pretty sure, for this, but whatever they did to it, it looks fucking fantastic. And there are just a lot of animations, too. Like, any enemies that you're fighting, they're, like, jumping off shit all over the place. Like, anytime you're, like, when you kill them, they actually have, like, a bunch of, like, different death animations. It's not just... They're just, oh god, I'm dead, or just ragdoll.
Okay.
It's like sometimes they'll come running at you, sometimes they'll just like drop dead where they are, other times they'll like clench their throats so you see them dying. And sometimes they'll actually do like a last stand type thing where you just like shoot them and then they go down on the ground and they're still like, oh god, I'm dying, but still shooting at you. And so that's really cool. And like the art, like the visual style is really fantastic, you know. As fantastic as desert can be, anyway. But the gameplay is just kind of eh. Mm. Yeah, so it's just kind of generic first-person shooting. And a lot of just, like, kind of bullshit. Like, I spent... So far, the most amount of time I've spent in this game has been driving around in a doom buggy.
Which still sounds like fun.
Actually, not a doom buggy, an ATV.
Ah, okay.
But like, I came to this game to shoot psychopaths.
Yeah, it's Rage.
Yeah, it's like unless it's road rage you're talking about. I'm not seeing all the rage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the one interesting mechanic they have with the shooting is the wing stick.
Hmm.
It's like a boomerang type thing that lets you instantly get a one hit kill as long as you aim it right. And I actually kind of like that. It works well. It's actually just kind of cool. Like, you just throw that thing out, you just see, like, someone get decapitated. Like, you just see them kind of, like, reach up to the stump and then fall down dead.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Like, the gameplay's a bit eh, but with the wing stick and the visuals, I'm actually really liking the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, moving on, I also got the Humble Indie Bundle 6, like I said, and I played some Shatter.
Hmm.
Yeah, so this is kind of a breakout-style game, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But it's interesting on it because it's got a lot more things to do. Like with most breakout games, it's just a paddle on the bottom of the screen, and you go up and break blocks. But with this one, like, a lot of times the paddle is, like, on the side of the screen. You're, like, shooting the ball, like, forward.
And yeah,
like going right, you can like there's like a fan in this, so you can blow and suck, so you can like change the trajectory of the ball like mid-flight.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, there's like energy pellets around that you like suck them up, and then you can use them to like start shooting.
Hmm.
Or like have a shield pop up, so that, like, there are some blocks that are just like free floating that they're usually held in place by a couple blocks, but if you break those, the blocks just start floating all over the place. So if the blocks get too close to your paddle and they hit you, your paddle can actually get flown back for a second, so you won't be able to control it, or like bounce the ball back, so the ball's coming toward you and you get hit by a paddle, then you're going to lose a ball. You can, like, shoot out multiple balls at once. So you can just have, like, multi-ball whatever you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's boss fights.
Right.
I had a boss fight today. I had a boss fight. I just beat the first level, beat the first stage, I guess, and I had a boss fight.
Yeah.
And
they're so intense.
Yeah, and it all works really well. It all has this fantastic soundtrack behind it all.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is one of the greatest things about this game. And yeah, I'm really enjoying this game. Like, I haven't played any other games in the Humble Indie Bundle that I got. Which, so actually, let me just pull this up to see what games that came in the Humble Indie Bundle 6. So,
yes, yeah, so a good thing to know.
Yes. Yeah, so I just got the regular Manila one. I didn't beat the average. So I got Richard, Shatter, Torchlight 1, and Vessel. And Space Pirates and Zombies. Also known as Spaz. Yeah, so like I said, so far
Torchlight.
So, like, I've played a demo of Torchlight and I really liked it, but so far I've only actually gotten into Shatter.
Okay.
So I'll be checking out the other games, like see if I can actually play them on my computer.
Yeah. I had Shatter for the PS3.
Yeah, pretty sure it started out as a PS3 exclusive and then got ported over to Steam.
Yeah. It reminds me a lot of Peggle. I had that as well, but never really played it. My parents did. They were big, like, that's all they played.
So, yeah. And then, finally, some Android games. So, recently, I got a new phone. It has Android on it. And I got some of the Android games.
Yay!
And so, I have a bunch of them on here, and I don't know which one to talk about, or if I should talk about any. Would you guys like to hear about a couple of the Android games that I have played?
Yeah, we'll start with one.
Okay, so all these games are currently free on the Android Marketplace. I guess the Google Play Store now.
Right. Is that what it's called now?
Yes.
Google.
Yeah, so I guess let's start with Blood Brothers. So Blood Brothers is this really bizarre kind of RPG type thing where, so in this world, there's like this king god thing or something, and he was fighting against these people, and like 7 heroes were brought up to like help fight back this darkness. But then all these heroes were turned into vampires and sealed away. And then someone came along and released one of these heroes, and now you are fighting with the strength of a vampire.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's all done in kind of like a board game style thing where you have like an unlimited number of moves you can make per whatever. I guess per level.
Yeah.
And so you just move along, you get new encounters, but the fighting mechanic is just hit to battle and then wait for the battle to finish.
Hmm.
And so like each character has like a special move, but instead of actually like activating it, it's just up like a proc percentage. Like the guy I'm playing as the Blood Wizard, I think, or something. The green guy, I guess. And his thing has like a 13%, and his like thing is a fire strike, like shoots fireballs at people. It's like a 13% proc. A 13% chance of proccing for fire damage, which is just, he's a 13% chance of when he attacks, it will be a special attack. Yeah. And so as you're going along, you collect familiars and party members. Which you do this by like going to graveyards and digging up some dudes and forming packs with them. And you can also do it with, you also get familiars from your downed enemies. Like if you kill an enemy, it'll give you a chance to form a pact with them. So you just like put some blood in them, and then one type of blood thing, it gives like 100% chance of they are now your servant.
Okay.
That one's just like a 90% chance.
Hmm.
Yeah, and so then you can use these guys to fight alongside you, or you can actually destroy them and give yourself an XP boost to your skill, so you can like level up your skill, because because the skill of the characters and like the characters themselves level at different rates.
Right.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure the guy I'm playing as is a pop can like reach the highest level of 70, but his like special skill can only reach the highest level of like 40. So yeah, it is It's really bizarre, but I'm kind of liking it. Like, the art style is really fantastic. It actually kind of reminds me of, like, clay art style. Just this really high-resolution 2D art, which actually looks fantastic. And yeah, while the gameplay isn't exactly engaging, I did play it for, like, a good, like, hour and a half last night.
Nice.
Just fucking around, doing nothing. And then, yeah, it was fun. So yeah, Blood Brothers. It is currently free on the Google Play Store. So definitely check that out.
Okay.
I don't have an Android phone, so.
My friend does. I was just gonna be like, hey, get it.
Yeah, you definitely check this out. Like, I'm gonna see if I can get the developer in contact with him and see if I can get any of them to talk about the game. Because it's a really cool game and I want to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, anything else you want to hear about? I have more. You want to hear about that
Sure.
one? Okay, so let's go with Quantro. Which,
Quantro.
yeah, Quantro, it is, again, a free game. And it's Tetris, but it's four Tetris games happening simultaneously.
Oh.
Yeah, so in the thing, you have like some regular Tetris shapes, but they also have some other ones that are only like 2 blocks or 1 blocks long, like 1 block long. And so what's happening is there are red blocks, blue blocks, orange blocks, and green blocks. Red blocks stack on red blocks, blue blocks stack on blue blocks, but blue blocks don't stack on red blocks. And they're all in different layers. So you can have like an entire like you can have like 10, 17 blocks high of blue blocks, and then just have like a one layer thick of is that like one line of red blocks that get taken out. And it's really cool. And so, like, you can actually, sometimes, like, the blocks, like, drop, just like, okay, here's a blue block, then here's a red block. And other times, it's like, here's a blue and a red block together. And then
Oh God.
you rotate them together, and when, like, one, like, locks in place, the other one just immediately drops, so you can't move it at all. So you have to, like, start thinking, like, all right, so I need to put this block over here, but I need to put this block, so I need to put the blue block here, but then if I do that, the red block's gonna go here, and it's gonna fuck me up. So what am I supposed to do? Just like put the blue block over here, get the red block in here, so it's a bit more strategically placed. But then I'll have to wait for a while before I get the next blue block to go here.
This game sounds terrible. It
I
sounds
was about to
amazing,
say the
but
exact same thing. I
it's
find
actually kind
Tetris hard enough, but
of, it's kind
like.
of, it's pretty fun. I think I only made it up to like level 5 before I died. So I didn't get, so I only got like 2 levels deep.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm gonna try to get like all 4 levels going, like all 4 games going at the same time.
It actually sounds pretty like interesting.
It's pretty cool.
I'm gonna
It'd be
get it
really good for
too.
someone who's played a lot of Tetris and gotten very good at it and is looking for a new challenge.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. So, you want to hear about another one?
Yes.
Okay, let's go with The Amazing Alex.
All right.
Yeah, so this is a game from Rovio Mobile, who are the guys who made Angry Birds and Angry Birds and Angry Birds and then other Angry Birds. And so this game has nothing to do with anger or birds.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what it is you're playing as a kid, I guess, named Alex, who's like kind of a gizmo kid who like makes weird contraptions. Like the loading screen is like him pushing down a lever, which then like sends off a spring, which hits a bowling ball, which then knocks over a bunch of books, which then like knocks over a bowl of candy, which then goes into a pipe, then goes right into his mouth. And so what you're doing is on each level there's like a row of shelves or like books or like soccer balls, tennis balls. You have to try to get something into a basket or like knock something over. And so you just have to like go through, you're like given like a subset of the elements. Like, all right, so you have the shells, you gotta like angle in the right direction so the ball bounces off this way, then bounces off this other thing that hits a balloon, which then goes up and knocks over a pile of books. Like, they don't get that insane, but yeah, it's pretty fun.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah, like the free version only has like the first world in it, I guess.
Okay.
And then like the next world's like it's $1.
So you can create, make your own levels.
No, the levels are all pre-made.
Oh,
Like a
what
lot
in
of
the.
like a lot of, like a lot of level is pre-made, but then you have like the subset of things. So then like all right, so these books are up here, and then the tennis ball's over here, and then I have a balloon and a plank. So what I have to do is I have to put a balloon here, which then goes up and knocks over the books, and then knocks the ball onto this plank, and then goes bounces off this other box, and then goes into the back, then goes to the basket.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can't do, and you have to like do this all like without actually seeing it move. So like, so what you do is you have to set everything up and then hit the play button, and then see how everything moves.
Yeah, there was this game back then. It's like sounds exactly like it. Yeah. I can't remember what it was called.
The Great Machine?
Maybe. It was so old.
Yeah, I heard of that game, and I think it's kind of similar to this one. Where it's just you have to get this thing to this thing, and here's the tools you have to use to get it there.
Yeah.
And like sometimes it's all right, so you have to get this ball to go down this path of planks to knock over this pile of boxes, or you have to pop this balloon. And yeah, it's pretty fun. I'm considering buying the full version.
Yeah, I'm liking the art style of it. I'm looking at it now.
Yeah. One great thing about Rovio, it has a fantastic art style. So yeah, would you like to hear about another one?
Yes.
Okay, then this will be the last one, Dead Trigger. It's a first-person shooter, and you fight zombies.
Wow, it sounds so original.
Yeah, unfortunately, since this is like marred by the fact that it has to be controlled with a touchscreen, it doesn't play well. So, like, to move, so the screen is essentially divided in half as to what it does. So the left half of the screen is used to control movement. Like you put your finger on there, then you hold up to make a move forward. You pull back to make a move backwards. And then the right side of the screen is used to control like camera movement, so like aiming and shit.
I hate touchscreen like first person controls.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, it's unfortunate because since the screen on this phone is not necessarily huge, I always have to end up like swiping multiple times to try to get the guy to like actually turn around fully.
Yeah.
Or I'll end up like accidentally going into iron sights or accidentally shooting or accidentally like hitting a pause menu which opens up an ad, and then I accidentally hit that to like try to sweep again, like I sent like kicked out of the game and sent to the Google Play Store.
I'd really like to see from a mobile phone first person shooter is an augmented reality first person shooter.
Oh yeah, yes. That would be cool. Just like have the camera just hold it up and something you're just controlling with that just by moving it.
Or a pair of glasses.
Well, yeah, this is an Android phone, so presumably at some point it will be like compatible with the Google glasses.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun.
That's gonna be so.
I like the future.
That's gonna be so stupid.
Oh no, I'm gonna have so much fun with it.
I was actually talking to Ninja Kitty today about the future of augmented reality gaming. How you'll walk along and you'll see people playing different video games. You'll have a bunch of Call of Duty players running around the park. Just mind shooting. Just like, oh, this is your cheap quick snipe, bro.
Oh, God. You could not be playing Call of Duty in out in the open.
I could.
I would have so much fun. With what people say in Call of Duty.
Yeah.
Like Call of Duty and Halo, you could not have that happening. And, like, you have to go to, like, some warehouse where there aren't any, like, children or any adults to yell at the children for swearing.
Just censor the swearing because all those people
censoring real life.
It just beeps. No. Like it's augmented reality, and it's going to be so popular that everyone's going to be using it.
They're going to have augmented hearing.
Yes, exactly. So if there'll be an app called
Censor Your Reality.
Exactly. You just hear what you want to hear.
God, it's like that episode of Family Guy.
Oh yes. Like having your own like music playing in the background.
that's my sampling of Android games. Most of them have been fun. Unfortunately, this phone isn't exactly the most powerful, so some of these games, like the frame rate drops a bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah. But they're fun. Like I can definitely see why a lot of people are getting into mobile gaming.
I want to get an iPad or. One of the new Asus tablets and a controller and play amazing games on there.
Yeah.
That's my future.
Yeah.
Nearest.
Yeah, I th- think I have news about that. Maybe. Ooh. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I should have news on here. Like, I... Oh, no, wait. It's for something else. It's for news of the eh. So, anyway. This is for what I've been playing. Now, on to news. So, I mentioned Mark of the Ninja earlier, and Mark of the Ninja is now getting a Steam release.
Huh.
Yep. Huh. So, Mark of the Ninja is going to be coming to Steam on October 16th for $15.
I'm going to buy it.
So Nels Anderson, who's the lead designer on the game, said they're going to be tweaking mouse and keyboard controls until they're, like, just right, and games for Windows Live will not be involved in any kind of capacity for this game. It's going to be completely Steam.
Yay!
Yeah, so Anderson said, I'm primarily a PC person myself, and I'm not okay in any way with this feeling like a shoddy port. It is my intention that this is a full, proper version of the game in its own right.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So, moving on. Blizzard is considering making the StarCraft II multiplayer free-to-play.
Blizzard.
Yeah.
StarCraft. I remember that game. No.
Yeah, well,
it's so long.
Yeah, well, they're thinking
StarCraft 2.
Yeah, well, they're thinking of making StarCraft 2 just free to play. Like the multiplayer. Oh, the multiplayer.
That's awesome, actually.
Yeah.
Nice. Good on them.
Yeah, like a lot of other games have like started getting into like the free to play market and apparently have been doing quite well at it.
Yeah.
So Blizzard could do this, and they could like release this game to more people and actually get like a bigger fan base, you know, outside of South Korea. It could be cool.
Yeah.
So, Unity Technologies, the guys who make the Unity engine, have teamed up with Nintendo. So now the Wii U will run Unity.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so Unity CEO David Helgeson said the rapid growth of incredible games coming from the experienced and talented developers in our community makes Unity the new development platform of choice for AAA console developers. Nintendo's unfettered access to Unity will produce a wealth of insanely good games from knowledgeable Nintendo developers, and the Wii U deployment add-on will create an amazing opportunity for our massive community of developers to showcase their incredible creativity on one of the most anticipated and innovative gaming platforms to date. Currently, Unity has 1.2 million registered developers. And I'm pretty sure a lot of those developers are, like, indie devs. Like, a lot of the indie dev, like, anytime I, like, heard anybody talk about indie dev games, it's always like, okay, so we're running Unity on this. So we're building this game in Unity.
Mm.
So now they're bringing that shit over to, like, the Wii U. It might actually open that game. It might actually open that platform up to a bit more, like, indie games stuff.
Well, that would be good. To see more indie games with Nintendo.
Yeah, and it could be really cool. Just like getting like the wealth of indie games like PC has, but on like an actual console.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
That is what the Ouya is supposed to be about.
Yeah, it's like open source, hackable. It's running Android.
I'm so excited for that.
Yeah, I really hope the Ouya does well.
I'm thinking of designing a game for it.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah. So, moving on to our next piece of news. Argal's Tomb, the first piece of DLC for Darksiders 2, has been dated and priced. So the DLC pack will be launching on PC, PS3, and 360 the day this podcast comes out, Tuesday, September 25th. So the content's going to have two new dungeons, new legendary loot, and new boss fights. So if you purchase a limited edition of the game, the code in the game box allows you to get this DLC for free. The content will be packed in on the Wii U version of the game, and just regularly, it's going to cost you 560 Microsoft points or about $7.
Hmm.
Yep. Moving on. Kingdom Hearts is getting a big package re-release thing called Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix.
For?
PS3.
Ah, yes.
Yes, so The HD bundle will have HD remastered versions of Kingdom Hearts Final Mix, Kingdom Hearts RE Chain of Memories, and Kingdom Hearts 358 Days Over 2. So, I'm a big fan of the Kingdom Hearts games.
Mm-hmm.
Chain of Memories fucking sucked.
Oh.
It was terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm curious about their decision to include that in here. Like, I thought they would have put in, like, Kingdom Hearts 2.
Yeah.
Like, I know Kingdom Hearts Chain of Memories is, like, takes place between Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, and even though it came out second, they decided to not call it Kingdom Hearts 2. Mm-hmm. Because I guess it was bullshit. Like, it used a card. The combat system revolved around cards. And it was real stupid because, like, in the games, like, in Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, and in, like, the handheld stuff, like, 358 Days Over 2 and Birth by Sleep, combat was freeform. You're just, like, running along, and all of a sudden, oh, hey, enemies pop up, you fight them. In fucking Chain of Memories, what you do is you're running along, you see an enemy, you hit them, and then it does the standard JRPG thing of the screen goes funky, twirls around, and then you're just in an arena. So it just broke all sense of game flow. It's fucking bullshit. Anyway.
Wait a second. What game was it?
RE Chain of Memories.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the PS2 re-release. Like, for all I know, it was awesome on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
But I played the PS2 version, and it was fucking shit.
Yeah.
But hey, it introduces Organization 13.
Yep.
And it also introduced to Kyrie's nobody, whose name escapes me.
Yeah, what was her name? Ciara or something?
I don't know. She was like the memory witch. Bovia has no idea what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah,
he hasn't played Kingdom Hearts?
No.
Oh, no.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Okay. No, that's fine.
Okay. Well, yeah, so... Kingdom Hearts Final Mix is an updated re-release of the first game, which had new content. The RE Chain of Memories is the shitty remake of the GBA game Chain of Memories. And 358 Days Over 2 is the last Kingdom Hearts game that I beat. And it was a DS exclusive, which chronicled Roxas's time with Organization 13.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was fun. Like, I liked it. It was interesting, because, like, instead of just having, like, skill slots, you had, like, a grid, and, like, each skill took up a specific amount of spaces, so you actually had to, like, puzzle out, like, the best configuration of your skills.
Right.
And it was real fun. So, that's obviously going to need some tweaking, since it doesn't have, like, the touch screen that the DS had.
Exactly.
But,
of course... Or maybe they'll be doing something with PS Vita.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully not.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so additionally, Square Enix also announced that they're going to be having a browser-based online social card game within the Kingdom Hearts universe.
Okay.
So
sorry, that was a browser.
It's a browser-based online social card game set within the Kingdom Hearts universe.
Okay.
Yeah, so that can only turn out super. Yeah, I don't have... Like, what the fuck are they just going to release Kingdom Hearts 3? Like, seriously.
I know. Like, just drop all of these, like... card games and
And all these dumbass prequels.
Yeah. Like, they're cool, but I want them in, like, different games. You know, same thing that we're used to.
Yeah, like Birth by Sleep. That was technically three games in one.
Yeah.
Because you played through the same fucking levels as three different characters.
Oh, God.
Each of them with an entirely different style of combat.
And...
Yeah, and one of them who looked exactly like Roxas. I'm pretty sure his name was Ventus.
Ventus.
Yeah, he looked the exact fucking same as Roxas. It's fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just don't give us any more prequels. Don't give us any more, like, fucking... bullshit Japanese exclusive iPhone games that happen like halfway between this game that happened halfway between some bullshit I don't fucking care about.
Yeah, like that video they showed at the end of Kingdom Hearts 2, when you beat it on the hardest difficulty, you know, it had the three, like, they were wearing this amazing armor, and I don't even know what that was about, but it looked incredible.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that those guys were Ventus, Terra, and Aqua.
Oh, okay.
Like, I haven't, like, I did beat Kingdom Hearts 2, but I didn't beat it on, like, the highest difficulty setting.
Oh.
I just beat it.
Okay.
So, I haven't actually seen that scene, but, like, the beginning of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep.
Go and watch it. It's
like,
worth it.
Like, the beginning of Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, it has, like, the three main guys in that game is, like, standing up there with, like, really weird armor that has, like, huge horns on it and shit.
Yeah.
And they're fighting Xehanort.
Yeah.
And Ventus gets fucked up.
Yeah.
So Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD Remix again for the PS3 in 2013. So, moving on. Warner Brothers has announced that it's going to be bringing back 30 classic Midway arcade games in one disc.
Sure.
So, okay. So called Midway Arcade Origins is going to be released on the PS3 and 360 this holiday season for $30.
Cool.
Yeah, so the collection is going to have games like Defender, Spy Hunter, Joust, Gauntlet, Rampage, Marble Madness, and a bunch more. It's going to have PS3 trophies and achievement support. It's going to have four player local multiplayer co-op and online scoreboards.
Basically, these are games already on the arcades.
Yeah, but now all in one disc and only for $30.
Yes,
that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might just go over that.
Okay, so moving on. The former president of CBS has joined Xbox and is now forming a Xbox Live original programming division.
That's cool.
Yeah, so Nancy Tellman, who is the former CBS president, she has joined Xbox. Now they're going to start making their own Xbox-specific content.
So, I like it.
So tell them to send a press release. The Xbox is already a consumer favorite, and we now have a tremendous opportunity to transform it into the center of all things entertainment, from games, music, and fitness to news, sports, live events, television series, and movies, so consumers have one destination for all their entertainment needs. So Don Mattrick, who is the current president of Interactive Entertainment Business Group at Microsoft, added to this, under Tellman's direction, we look forward to building and extending our creative offerings from the living room to all your devices.
Just sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
So if Xbox Live is looking for new news content to put on there, do you think maybe they'll put our podcast up? If we offer?
No. No, they won't. They'd probably sue us.
Oh, God.
It's like, hey, can we come on? Hey, you guys looking for news? You want to come on? You want to have us come on there? Get the fuck out.
We're suing you, too.
Yeah. So, moving on. Oboro Munamasa, better known as Munamasa Demon Blade, is getting a remake for the PS Vita in Japan next year. Yeah, so Munamasa Demon Blade, it is a game that came out in the US on the Wii. And it was, like, apparently really well received. Like, it's got really good, like, anime art style. It's got decent controls and shit. And yeah, it's one of the games that actually was one of the reasons why I held onto my Wii for so long, because I was just holding out for the point where I had enough money to buy Muramasa.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Yeah. And so, I guess Marvelous Entertainment's going to be remaking the game for the PS Vita. It's going to be released in Japan on March 28th.
Okay.
Yeah. No release, no news about like a North American release, just in the West. I mean, in the East. Yeah. Moving on. Doo-doo-doo. The Wii U has been priced and dated for release in North America.
Yes.
Yeah.
Time to save up.
Yeah. So there are going to be two configurations for the console. There's the basic set, which will run you $300, which is going to come with 8 gigs of memory, the Wii U console, Wii U gamepad, an AC adapter for each, an HDMI cable, and the Wii U sensor bar. Then there's the deluxe set, which will cost you $350, and will include a 32 gigs of memory, the Wii U console, the Wii U gamepad, AC adapter for both an HDMI cable, Wii U sensor bar, gamepad charging paddle, and stands for the gamepad and console. And also, the deluxe one's going to come in black.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's also going to be region locked.
Yeah, it will.
Ugh.
Yep.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Anyways.
And so, in North America, the Wii U is going to be coming out on November 18th. And in Europe, the consoles are going to be coming out on November 30th. But in Europe, the sensor bars won't be included.
Right.
You Europeans have to buy your sensor bars separately.
Yeah, because Nintendo hates you.
Nintendo hates you, Europe.
Yeah. So, moving on. Ray Mzyka, and wherever I pronounce his name. Mzyka? And Greg Zetchuk, two of the co-founders of BioWare, have retired. Yeah, so they put up blog posts about their retirement. And... oh, well. But yeah. So that happened.
Yeah, hats off to them. Moving on. Bright new future.
Yeah. So, moving on. At a press conference, Sony released a new model of the PS3. The Super Slim. Yeah, so the Super Slim console is 20% lighter and 25% smaller. And the redesign is going to have two configurations. A $270 model is going to have a 250 gig hard drive, and it'll come with Uncharted 3 Game of the Year Edition, which will be available on September 25th. And there's going to be a $300 model that comes with a 500 gigabyte hard drive, and Assassin's Creed 3, which is going to be available on October 30th. They're going to come in two colors, classic white and charcoal black. And while they are going to be running identical to the old PS3 systems, they're going to be having a different power supply. They're going to be having a 190-watt power supply instead of the 250-watt of the other Slim models. In Europe, they're going to be having a 500 gig remade system on September 28th, which is going to cost you £300. And that'll come with one game. And there's going to be a standalone version that come with a 12-gigabyte flash drive, which is going to be available on October 12th for £230. In Japan, they're going to be going on sale on October 4th, while the white model won't be available until November 22nd.
I can't wait for the white models. I think that's when I'm going to buy a new PS3.
Yeah. If I have money, I might consider getting one.
Get a job, man.
I can't. I
wait, you have a job. It's this. It'll all pay off later. Just wait.
Yeah. So... NCSoft has announced they're going to be making a Mac version of Guild Wars 2. So the version is going to be in beta, first of all, but it's going to offer some interesting features, such as the Mac players will be able to play with PC users.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, and while they're doing that, the game will be optimized in advance for a full release while they're playing this beta. So you can download the client on the game's account management page, and currently PC users only have access to the beta after activating of the game code, which I guess is a pre-order thing. You can download both clients and play on PC and Mac on the same account. So moving on, according to PlayXBLA, Microsoft has renewed the copyright for Killer Instinct, the old classic Rare fighting game.
Yes.
Yeah, so they released the following. So they released this thing saying, whatever. So, with all due respect to our friends in the media who like to frequent trademark sites, we thought we'd break this one ourselves. Our legal eagles have authorized us to say we have either renewed or refilled a trademark application in various jurisdictions. So yeah, could be a new Killer Instinct game. It could be re-release. It could be a re-release of the old Killer Instinct games, or it could be Killer Instinct 3. Who knows? Only time will tell. And finally, So a little while ago, Keiji Inafune, who's the guy who made Mega Man and some other stuff, announced, like, revealed, teased, I guess, his next game, which he's going to be making with Comcept, his new company. So the game was called Gaiba, and we didn't really know that much about it. But at a press conference during the Tokyo Game Show, Gaiba has been revealed as the next Ninja Gaiden game. So, called Gaiba Ninja Gaiden Z, or Z, the game is a collaborative effort between Comcept, Team Ninja, the developers of the original games, and Spark Unlimited, the developers of Lost Planet 3. So in this game, players will be taking control of Gaiba, a dead ninja who's been brought back to life and given cybernetic enhancements to fight off zombies, as well as Ryu Hayabusa, the protagonist of the previous games.
Wait, what?
Yep. You're gonna be an undead cyborg ninja fighting zombies and Ryu Hayabusa. Think about it.
This sounds great.
My brain already hurts so much.
Yeah, so I feel like this is a good move for like Team Ninja to go, because Ninja Gaiden 3, from everything I've heard, it kind of sucks.
Really? Well, yeah, I guess.
Yeah, like they really toned down the difficulty on it.
Yeah.
And like they made everything really easy to do, which
Yeah.
is not what Ninja Gaiden is at all. Like with Ninja Gaiden, the first boss should kick your ass so many times you feel like giving up the game.
Yeah.
Like the motherfucker with the nunchucks? Jesus Christ, I couldn't. Do you have any idea how long it took me to get. You haven't. Like. The guy with the nunchucks didn't give me too much trouble. But the motherfucker, like, ghost samurai on the horse with the spear. The second boss, I couldn't get past him for like 3 months. Anyway, so no platforms or release date has been announced or targeted. But Inafune did say that he is targeting current generation consoles. So we could be seeing this as early as 2013. Yeah. So that actually is kind of awesome. I actually want that. I want that game. It looks really cool. Like, I love the art style to it. Hopefully it's like classic Ninja Gaiden style play, so it's just hard as fuck and like it hates you.
Yeah, and it'll just look wonderful with that art style.
Oh yeah.
It reminds me of Okami.
Yeah, the really heavy cel shaded look really works well for this.
Yeah, where everything looks painted on as you're playing it.
So, that does it for news. On to new releases. So for this week, the week of September 25th, we have Dead or Alive 5 for the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360, Tokyo Jungle for the PlayStation 3, World of Warcraft: Mists of Pandaria for the PC, The Testament of Sherlock Holmes for the PS3, 360, and PC, and Garshasp, Temple of the Dragon for the PC, which is the follow-up to Garshasp, which was released a while ago. Oh, and this one that I just noticed. Hell yeah, Wrath of the Dead Rabbit. Coming out for PS3, coming out for PS3 and Xbox 360. I'm gonna contact the developers and see if I can get a copy of that.
Yeah.
Oh. And so, moving on to next week. The week of October 2nd. We have Resident Evil 6. Pokemon White Version 2. Cave Story for the 3DSware. I mean, Brick of Shitware. And yeah. And some soccer games and Sonic. Yeah, Sonic Adventure 2 is coming out, getting a re-release next week. Okay, so that's going to do it for this week, I guess.
Alrighty.
Yeah. As always, you can follow the site on Twitter. You can follow us at DeathStoreProds. I am at Deadman_DDProds. We have at Bobby1 and at Corey Ray with a W in the Ray. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/DeathAdoreProds. We are on iTunes. Please subscribe to us. Leave us some reviews. Let us know what you want to see more or less of, etc. And we have YouTube. You can subscribe at youtube.com/DeathAdoreProdsVids, youtube.com/Bobby1, and youtube.com/TheOnciest. So, on Thursday, we're going to be having the anime podcast as well as the anime club supplement. This week, we're going to be watching AKB0048. On Friday, we're going to be having the final commentary in Dark Horse Month. We're going to be watching Hellboy, the director's cut. Then, on Sunday, we have the Anything Cast Live, as always. Please join us at allgames.com/chat. Then, comics on Wednesday and movies on Friday. So, until all that, I'm the Dead Man.
I'm the Onceist.
And for Bovey Wong, we'll see you guys next time.
Take care, guys.